Joe Fisher joins us, and a man in Joe who got a lot of FaceTime on national TV last night. Let me tell you.
You know, a lot of times that's the case when they put the benches next, when they put the broadcast locations next to the bench, we're on far too much.
You know, I was watching at one point late in the game, and it looked like Coach Dawlings had said something funny because I could watch you guys and your reaction to what he was saying over there.
Yeah, he was pretty animated last night. He and Mike Stewart, one of the referees, had several rather entertaining exchanges during the course of the game. And you know, a lot of times you're close enough where you can actually hear some of the discussions that are going on. That really wasn't the case last night, but I guess down the stretch of the game, you know, there was a lot to smile about for them, you know, to be comfortably in front by 20 or so, and, you know, Kevin winning his 300th career win, so it turned out to be a very good night.
Joe, good perimeter defense by Vanderbilt on the Bulls' guards. South Florida went 11 minutes and hit only two field goals at one point in the second half when the game really got away from them.
You know, because you went into that game realizing they might play three and four guards at a time, and that might be a matchup problem. Well, it turned out to be, I think, a matchup problem for South Florida when they tried to do those kind of things, because they had a bunch of 6'3 guys out there being guarded by 6'8 guys like Taylor and Chingang, who are also athletic and can stay with those guys. So it really turned out to be, I think, an advantage for Vanderbilt. South Florida really got into trouble when they Ajayi, one of their big guys, got in foul trouble early, fouled out of the game after his technical foul was his fifth. And he was the guy that was really designated to sort of try to muscle with A.J. down low. And once he was out of the game, they really didn't have an answer for A.J. And he was very efficient down inside, got to the free throw line a lot, scored 20 points, and had 13 rebounds, which is a career high for him. So he was a difference maker.
And, you know, two things you were looking for from Vanderbilt was obviously better defensive play and also a perimeter presence. You got it in the second half. First half, they're 1-for-6 in the arc. Second half, 5-for-6. And when they start doing that, it opens up other things down low.
I thought it was interesting after the game, Mark. Kevin told me, he said, you know, we tend to forget, or people outside of this team tend to forget, that this is a really young group of guys. He said these guys were really nervous before this game. I mean, it was their first national TV game. It was a game at the Somme Center, kind of a spotlight type of game. And he said a lot of the young guys were really nervous prior to the game. And he said at halftime they really talked mostly about just settling down, you know, just settle down and play basketball and enjoy the game. And once they got out in the second half, they sort of found a rhythm. I thought Jermaine was just outstanding last night, not just because he scored 20 points, which is a career high for him, but he really managed the game. He managed the offense. He handled the basketball. He handled the pressure. Now, Vanderbilt turned the ball over too many times. They turned it over 21. A lot of those were early in the game. But I thought overall he really played well. If Jermaine and A.J. play the way they played last night on a consistent basis, this becomes a much, much better basketball team.
Joe, I thought George Drake's blow-by on the baseline for the slam was one of the plays of the game.
Yeah, he looked up and he saw the little one of the defenders look back. I think he was looking for A.J., as a matter of fact. And George saw it. Now, he has always been one of the more explosive players on the team, one of the more athletic finishers on the team. I think Jeffrey Taylor now probably falls into that category. But George, very strong move to the basket, went up. And he also played well last night. I thought, for the most part, it wasn't a very pretty game in a lot of ways. It was a very physical sort of, you know, everybody in everybody's face kind of game. But that's a very important type of game to win. That's a tournament-type game to win, to be able to muscle one out that way. So I thought George played very well. I think most of the players had a good night.
And in the final 30 seconds we have, DJ Moore is going to run out of room in his apartment for all the awards he's racking up.
Well,
AP All-American.
Yeah, I know it, and I think that's well-deserved. And it might not be the last one he gets this year either, but he had a terrific year on a defense that is going to give him one more chance this year to showcase his talent. So very well-deserved for DJ.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.